profit our guide. In times of doubt, in life's grand stride, in times of doubt, in life's grand stride, our prophet wisdom forever our guide.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Dear viewers of Madani channel, welcome and marhaba to another beautiful episode of this silsila. Our Prophet, our guide, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And inshallah, in today's episode, we are going to be discussing the praises of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and that the entire Quran is in the praise of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Subhanallah. So inshallah, let's first begin with the recitation of durood and salam in the court of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, because it is the command of Allah azza wa jal in the Holy Quran, as well as the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has extolled his virtues in numerous ahadith. Subhanallah, and he has said that the closest to me on the day of judgment will be the one who has recited the most durood upon me. So let's recite together. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Dear viewers, as we are aware that the entire Quran is in the praise of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which is the subject of today's speech. And inshallah, we'll discuss the greatness, the status, the virtues and the blessings of noble Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and also those specialties of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that have been mentioned in the glorious Quran. For example, the Quran has described our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as the one who will intercede. And at one place, it has described him as Sirajam Munira, meaning a shining sun. And at another place, it has described him as Yasin. And at another juncture, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has addressed him as Taha, and sometimes as Muzammil and Muddassir. Subhanallah, subhanallah. These are the ways Allah Azza wa Jalla has described the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the glorious Quran. In short, we will hear about these qualities and special attributes of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that Allah Azza wa Jalla bestowed upon his beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Let us first listen to some accounts that display the greatness of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And before that, let's inshallah listen to a beautiful poetry composed in the praise of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which you and I know as Naati Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, inshallah azza wa jal, after which we'll be back. So stay tuned with Madani channel. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
حقیقت سے تمہاری جز خدا اور کون غاقف ہے, کہے تو کیا کہے کوئی, چنی تم ہو چنا تم ہو چنا تم ہو, اے ختم رسل مکی مدنی کونین میں تم سا کوئی نہیں کوئی نہیں, اے ختم رسل مکی مدنی کونین میں تم سا کوئی نہیں کوئی نہیں, تیرے سوا
اے نور مجسم تیرے سوا
محبوب خدا کا کوئی نہیں کوئی نہیں, مجسم
تم سا کوئی نہیں تم سا کوئی نہیں
تم سا کوئی نہیں تم سا کوئی نہیں
سارے اچھوں سے اچھا سمجھیے جسے ہے اس اچھے سے اچھا ہمارا نبی
تم سا کوئی نہیں تم سا کوئی نہیں
سارے اونچوں سے اونچا سمجھیے جسے ہے اس اونچے سے اونچا ہمارا نبی
تم سا کوئی نہیں تم سا کوئی
سب سے اول سب سے آخر ابتدا ہو انتہا ہو کے وسیلے سب نبی تم اصل مقصود خدا ہو سب تمہارے در کے راستے ایک تم راہ خدا ہو
تم سا کوئی نہیں تم سا کوئی نہیں
آصاف تو سب نے پائے ہیں
آصاف تو سب نے پائے ہیں
پر حسن سراپا کوئی نہیں
پر حسن سراپا کوئی نہیں
آدم سے جناب عیسیٰ تک
آدم سے جناب عیسیٰ تک
سرکار کے جیسا کوئی نہیں کوئی نہیں
آدم سے جناب عیسیٰ تک سرکار کے جیسا کوئی نہیں
کوئی نہیں
اے ختم رسل مکی مدنی کونین میں تم سا کوئی نہیں کوئی نہیں
دل کس کو دکھائے چیر کے ہم
دل کس کو دکھائے چیر کے ہم
اسی آقا مداوا کون کرے
اسی آقا مداوا کون کرے
اے رحمت عالم تیرے سوا
اے رحمت عالم تیرے سوا
دکھیوں کا مسیحا کوئی نہیں کوئی نہیں
اے رحمت عالم تیرے سوا دکھیوں کا مسیحا کوئی نہیں
کوئی نہیں
اے ختم رسل باقی مدنی کون میں تم سا کوئی نہیں کوئی نہیں
ہو جائے اگر ایک چشم کرم
ہو جائے اگر ایک چشم کرم
محشر میں ہماری لاج رہے
محشر میں ہماری لاج رہے
شاف محشر تیرے سوا
شاف محشر تیرے سوا
بخشش کا وسیلہ کوئی نہیں کوئی نہیں
شاف محشر تیرے سوا بخشش کا وسیلہ کوئی نہیں
کوئی نہیں
کوئی نہیں اے ختم رسل باقی مدنی کونین میں تم سا کوئی نہیں کوئی نہیں
یہ شان تمہاری ہے آقا
یہ شان تمہاری ہے آقا
تم عرش بری پر پہنچے ہو
یہ شان تمہاری ہے
خلیلو نجی بھی بڑی شان والے کلیم و مسیح بھی کیلا بکا عرش سے بھی جو آگے وہ سلطان کل انبیاء آپ ہی بالا
तेरा जिस जा कोई पहुँचा रही पहुँचा वहाँ सलवा तेरा
ये शान तुम्हारी ये शान तुम्हारी ये शान तुम्हारी ये शान तुम्हारी
ये शान तुम्हारी है आका तुम अरशे बरी पर पहुँचे हो शान नबी है सब लेकिन मेराज का दूल्हा कोई नहीं शान नबी है सब लेकिन मेराज का दूल्हा कोई नहीं ख़त्म रसूल बाकी मदनी कौन है
صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم الحمد لله we are listening and rejoicing in this melodious recitation of the praise of Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم in the form of naat may Allah عز وجل strengthen our iman through the naat of Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم آمين بجاه النبي الأمين dear brothers when the beloved Nabi صلى الله عليه وسلم would teach his noble Sahaba sometimes they would request and say, Ra'ina ya Rasulullah, O beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, be regardful of our state, meaning give us some time to understand your blessed speech properly. And in the language of non-Muslims, this word denoted upon a meaning of disrespect. And they began to utter it with an ill intention. Sayyidina Sa'd ibn Mu'az radiyallahu ta'ala anhu was familiar with the language of the non-Muslims and he radiyallahu anhu once heard them say this word and he said, O enemies of Allah, may the curse of Allah be upon you. If I hear this word from anyone's tongue again, I will sever his neck. Allahu Akbar. The non-Muslims said, you are angry at us? But the Muslims also use this word. He radiallahu ta'ala anhu became upset at this and came to the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He had just arrived in the court of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the verse was revealed in which it was prohibited to say ra'ina and the command to use another synonym of it, unzurna, was given. Subhanallah, subhanallah. This account can be found in various other tafaseer of the Holy Quran such as Tafsir al-Qurtubi, under this verse, Tafsir al-Kabir, and various other tafasir, Tafsir al-Azizi as well. And hence, it is stated in Juz 1, Surah al-Baqarah, verse number 104. Allah Azza wa Jal states,
Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu la taqulu ra'ina wa qulu unzurna wa asma'u.
O believers, do not say to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, ra'ina, and submit as so, unzurna, meaning that please grant us your attention so that we understand well, and O Muslims, listen attentively to his discourse from the beginning. Subhanallah, subhanallah. This was how beautifully Allah Azza wa Jal didn't permit something that was disrespectful in the court of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And under this verse, it is stated in Tafsir Siratul Jinan, a beautiful book of tafsir written by none other than our Mufti Sahab Qibla, Mufti Qasim, Damat Barakatumul Aliyah. To respect and honor the noble prophets alayhim salam and to maintain due etiquette in their courts is fard. And it is prohibited to use the word in which there is the slightest possibility of disrespect. Secondly, those words which have two meanings, both good and ill, and the mind also goes towards the ill meaning when that word is spoken, then such words should not be used either for Allah Azza wa Jal and the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And thirdly, Allah Azza wa Jal himself teaches us the etiquette of the beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam's court and mentions the commands pertaining to respect him. This verse indicates to the fact that showing disrespect in the court of the noble Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam is kufr and disbelief. Allahu Akbar. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah Azza wa Jal safeguard us all against saying anything, even slightest, that hints at the disrespect. Dear brothers, let's inshallah listen to another account, a blessed verse, the reason behind this revelation and its commentary, inshallah Azza wa Jal. Because we are discussing that the entire Quran is in the praise of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. The beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam once said, before the birth of my ummah, when my ummah was in the form of clay, they were presented to me in their forms, just as they were presented to Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam. And I was given knowledge of who will embrace Iman on me and who will commit kufr. When this news reached the hypocrites, they mockingly said, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam presumes that he knows who will bring Iman on him and who will commit kufr from these people who are not even yet born. Yet we live with him and he does not recognize us. Allahu Akbar. After this, the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam stood on the minbar, meaning his pulpit. And after praising and glorifying Allah Azza wa Jal, he said, what is the state of those people who object my knowledge? All of that which will occur from now until the day of judgment, nothing from it is such that you ask me about and I am unable to tell you about it. Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Huzafa Sahmi radiallahu ta'ala anhu stood up and asked, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who is my father? He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied, he's Huzafa. And Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala then stood up and said, Ya Rasulullah, we are pleased with Allah as our Lord, Islam as our religion, and Quran as our leader and guide, and with you as our Prophet. We seek your pardon. The beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, will you refrain? He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then descended from the minbar. Upon this, Allah Azza wa Jal revealed this verse of the Holy Quran. مَا كَانَ اللَّهُ لِيَذَرَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ عَلَى مَا أَنْتُمْ عَلَيْهِ حَتَّى يَمِيزَ الْخَبِيثَ مِنَ الطَّيِّبِ وَمَا كَانَ اللَّهُ لِيُطْلِعَكُمْ عَلَى الْغَيْبِ وَلَكِنَّ اللَّهَ يَجْتَبِي مِنْ رُسُلِهِ مَنْ يَشَاءُ فَآمِنُوا بِاللَّهِ وَرُسُلِهِ وَإِنْ تُؤْمِنُوا وَتَتَّقُوا فَلَكُمْ أَجْرٌ عَظِيمٌ. Translation of this verse of the Holy Quran is, Allah will not leave the Muslims in that state in which you are now until He separates the impure from the pure. And it does not befit the dignity of Allah to give you, O common people, knowledge of the unseen. Yes, Allah chooses from His messengers whom He wills to grant the knowledge of the unseen. Therefore, believe in Allah and His messengers, and if you believe and do good deeds, so for you is great reward. Subhanallah. This verse has been mentioned in Surah Ali Imran, verse number 179. Let's inshallah listen to some of the points that the renowned Mufassir of the Holy Quran, Hakim al-Ummah, Mufti Ahmad Yar Khana'imi rahimahullah ta'ala, has mentioned under this verse. He says that one of the things we learn, that to object to the knowledge of the unseen of the noble Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and to say that he did not have knowledge of such and such thing is the way of the hypocrites. It is the duty of a Muslim to accept all the praiseworthy qualities of the beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam without any hesitation. The merciful Lord granted knowledge of everything that will occur until the day of judgment to our beloved Habib sallallahu alayhi wasallam. For the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, ask me anything, and only the one who has complete knowledge can say this. Subhanallah. And all of those who will bring Iman, those will not bring Iman, and those who will be hypocrites until the Day of Judgment are known to the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Subhanallah, subhanallah. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Viewers, it is fard to accept the command of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Let's inshallah listen to another account, a blessed verse, the reason for its revelation and its commentary as well, inshallah. The residents of Madina Munawwara would irrigate their fields with the water that would come from the mountains. And an Ansari once argued with Sayyidina Zubair radiallahu ta'ala anhu over who will irrigate the field first. Now this dispute was presented in the court of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, O Zubair, after irrigating your field, release the water in the direction of your neighbor. Sayyidina Zubair radiallahu ta'ala anhu was given permission to irrigate his field first because his field came first. Despite this, the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also instructed him to favor his neighbor as well. However, the Ansari found the decision to be disagreeable and he said, Zubair is the son of your paternal aunt. Sayyidina Zubair radiallahu ta'ala anhu had been instructed to favor the Ansari in the decision. However, the Ansari did not value this. So the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam commanded Sayyidina Zubair radiallahu ta'ala anhu to stop the water after irrigating his field. And then this verse was revealed on this occasion. What is the verse? Allah Azza wa Jal states, translation, so O beloved, by oath of your Lord, they will not be Muslims until they take you as a judge for the disputes between them. And whatever you have then decided, they should not have resistance to it within their hearts. And they must accept it wholeheartedly. Subhanallah, subhanallah. There are some points mentioned under this verse in Tafsir Siratul Jinan. Let's inshallah learn them. In this verse, Allah Azza wa Jal mentioned himself being the Lord to his beloved and said, O beloved, by your Lord, such is the grand status of beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that Allah Azza wa Jal makes himself known through his beloved sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It is mentioned in Tafsir Siratul Jinan that Allah Almighty made it fard to accept the decision of the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam and cemented this statement by taking an oath by him being the Lord. Subhanallah, subhanallah. And thirdly, Allah Azza wa Jal declared the one who denies the command of the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam as a non-Muslim. It is necessary to accept the command of the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam with one's heart and soul, and there should not be any kind of reluctance regarding it in one's heart. Hence, it is mentioned at the end of the verse that they should not have resistance to it within their hearts, and they must accept it wholeheartedly. And lastly, we also come to know that it is fard to accept the rulings of Islam, and it is kufr to reject them. Also, to make objections against them or to mock them is kufr as well. Sallu ala al-Habib. Sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now we move on to a very beautiful concept given in the Holy Quran with regards to the praises of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and to concrete our faith that Allah Almighty wants the pleasure of Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Let's inshallah listen to another account, a blessed verse of the Holy Quran, the reason for its revelation and some points of from its commentary, inshallah, Azza wa Jal. It is stated in Tafsir Siratul Jinan when the final Prophet of Allah, Azza wa Jal, Sayyidina Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam arrived in Madinatul Munawwara, he was commanded to pray salah in the direction of Baytul Maqdis. Acting in accordance to this command of Allah Azza wa Jal, the beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam began to offer salah whilst facing that direction. However, it was the desire of noble Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam that the Kaaba becomes the Qibla of the Muslims. While praying Salah one day, the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam kept on looking towards the sky with the hope that the command to change the Qibla would come. Upon this, the blessed verse was revealed during Salah, in which the pleasure of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is declared as the pleasure of Allah. And in mentioning the beautiful manner of that luminous face in the Quran, and in accordance to the wish and happiness of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the Kaaba was made the Qibla. Thus, he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam turned towards the Qibla whilst in Salah, and all of the Muslims also turned their faces in that direction with him. Thus, two rakats of Zuhr was prayed in the direction of Baytul Maqdis, and two rakat was prayed in the direction of the Holy Kaaba. Subhanallah, subhanallah. And this verse was revealed. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala states, قَدْ نَرَى تَقَلُّبَ وَجْهِكَ فِي السَّمَاءِ فَلَنُوَلِّيَنَّكَ قِبْلَةً تَرْضَاهَا فَوَلِّ وَجْهَكَ شَطْرَ الْمَسْجِدِ الْحَرَامِ وَحَيْثُمَا كُنْتُمْ فَوَلُّوا وُجُوهَكُمْ شَطْرَهُ. We are observing the turning of your face repeatedly towards the sky. So we will definitely turn you towards that Qibla in which you are more pleased. Now turn your face towards the sacred Masjid, meaning the Holy Kaaba. And O Muslims, wherever you are, turn your face towards the same direction. Subhanallah, subhanallah. Listen, inshallah, listen to some of the points that the renowned commentator of Quran, Hakim al-Ummat, Mufti Ahmad Yarqa Naimi rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, has mentioned under this verse. He says, firstly, from this account, we come to know that all people must adhere to the law, and the law anticipates the wish of the beloved Rasul, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And secondly, the Kaaba, which received the honor of all the awliya, Ghawth and Qutb, lowering their heads towards it, was all due to the beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and it was due to his wish that the Kaaba was made the Qibla until the day of judgment. Subhanallah, subhanallah. Sallu alal Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And this shows that the pleasure of Allah lies in the pleasure of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as Sayyidi Ala Hazrat Ali Rahma very beautifully says, Khuda ki raza chahte hai do alam, Khuda ki raza chahte hai do alam, Khuda chahta hai raza hai Muhammad, Zahir-e-izzat o'e-tila-e Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in wa sallam. Dear viewers, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the receiver of countless excellences, subhanallah. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned it in the Holy Quran. And he has also mentioned about the remembrance of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that Allah azza wa jal has elevated his remembrance. We have just heard some accounts, some blessed verses of the Holy Quran, the commentaries and the reasons for the revelation, in which the eminence of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam is made apparent. There is no doubt that if the Holy Quran is recited with the gaze of Iman, the entire Quran will appear as the Naat of Noble Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Let's inshallah listen to a few more instances regarding this. Hence, it is stated in Surah Al-Kawthar, in the very first verse of Surah Al-Kawthar, Allah Azza wa Jal states, Inna a'tainaka al-kawthar. O beloved, we have indeed bestowed upon you countless excellences. Subhanallah. Under this verse, Allama Mufti Muhammad Naimuddin Muradabadi rahimahullah ta'ala, he states that, O beloved, We have indeed bestowed upon you countless excellences, and by favoring you with many virtues, we have granted you superiority over the entire creation. We have granted you outer beauty and inner beauty, a superior lineage, the highest station of prophethood, the book, the wisdom, and most knowledge, the authority to perform intercession first, and the blessing like the pond of Kawthar, the station of praise, meaning Maqam-e-Mahmood, a large ummah and dominance over the enemies of Islam, many victories and countless bounties and virtues which have no end. Subhanallah, Subhanallah. This is just the beginning of Al-Kawthar, Subhanallah. Inshallah Azza wa Jal, we shall expound more on these subjects in the coming episode, Inshallah Azza wa Jal. Until then, keep watching Madani channel, keep reciting Durood and Salam upon the Noble Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and Inshallah Azza wa Jal, celebrate and rejoice in the celebration of the Mawlud al-Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam wholeheartedly. And Inshallah Azza wa Jal, we conclude with this Madani mission of Dawat Islami, that we must strive to reform ourselves and the people of the entire world, Inshallah Azza wa Jal. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Our Prophet, our guide, in times of doubt, in life's grand stride, in times of doubt, in life's grand stride, our Prophet, wisdom, forever our guide, forever.